Hospitals remain under pressure in Samoa due to a measles epidemic, despite the success of a nationwide vaccination program. While the number of new cases being reported is slowing, the outbreak has put general medical services on hold as the main hospital is struggling with an unprecedented number of sick children. Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark is in the Samoan capital, Apia. Melissa, the mass immunisation campaign was a huge logistical exercise for Samoa. Was it effective?
Well, the aim was to get 90% of the general population immunised. And authorities say they have 89% of the eligible population now vaccinated, and they're claiming it as a success. And when you compare it to where immunisation levels were before the outbreak, down at 31%, it's certainly a huge improvement. It's really around 40,000 vaccinations over that two-day shutdown they had to try to get to as many people as possible. So that's a pretty big effort for a country with a population of only 200,000. But despite that success, it doesn't mean that the deaths have stopped. There's been three more over the weekend. So the death toll is now tallying at 68, and there are more than 4,500 cases of people being infected. But the good news is that the number of new cases being reported each day does seem to have steadied.
Now, despite the success in getting that large number of people immunised, I understand that not everyone's been convinced of the necessity of this.
And nursing staff have told us that they have seen people running away and hiding when those mobile vaccination teams were going door to door around the end of last week. And media here in Samoa are reporting that the head of the National Emergency Operations Centre, which has been running the initiative, says some families were literally turning away vaccinators when they turned up. I think there's going to be a bit of a turning point here in Samoa today, because an anti-vaccination campaigner it's actually going to appear in court. He was arrested and charged at the end of last week for his very vocal anti-vaccination messages. He was denied bail over the weekend, which gives you a sense of the seriousness with which the Samoan government and courts are treating this case. And given how unprecedented it is, it's likely to be pretty closely watched across the Pacific and around the world.
And Mel, you've been in Samoa now for the past few days. What is morale like?
Look, health authorities have some optimism. They're very pleased with the outcome of the vaccination drive, but that's not necessarily filtering through to all parts of the Samoan community. I've been speaking to Lena Chang, who's the head of a local advocacy group, a Samoa Victim Support Group, and she and her team have been going out lending support, and in often cases just a lending hand to the families of children who have either died from measles or who have been stricken down with measles. And she says that that sense of hope that health authorities isn't necessarily filtering through to the most vulnerable people.
That's the whole hope, that everybody should be optimistic about it. But I think with our vulnerable community, they do not understand what's going on. It's just that they know that immunization should be done. But it's too early to say something about it, because they're still suffering. The families are still suffering.
That's Lena Chang from the Samoa Victim Support Group. And Melissa, what are the next steps for Samoa in tackling this epidemic?
Well, health authorities are pleased that they can now turn all of their medical staff and resources to treating patients now that this big vaccination drive is done, and particularly given there are still around 150 or so people in critical care or high dependency care with measles, and most of those are children. But importantly, they're now also looking at how they can try to restore general medical services, because so many other facilities were put on hold or surgeries delayed. Physio and dental offices taken over to provide beds for measles patients. So authorities now are looking to try to restore some general medical services to help Samoans as well.
That's Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark, who's in the Samoan capital, Apia.